Good day, everybody. Today, we're gonna take a look at the beacon system in Cyberpunk 2077. So, keep in mind that for debugging purposes, I've enabled all of the beacons, and I didn't really look for any sounds, so it's just gonna play a loud beep. So you might wanna lower your volumes. So I'm gonna enable the beacons now.
Civilian 14 meters behind left. Civilian 8 meters behind right. Interactive object 20 meters behind right.
These are all objects that I can track. I'm moving my camera. The panning of the sound changes. Now if I move my camera upwards or downwards, the pitch is gonna also change to indicate these can be toggled.
Weapon 5 meters forward.
The pitch changes when I move the camera. I'm gonna go forward and... If the beacon stops playing, it means that you have arrived. And I pressed F and picked up the weapon. Now, if you guys remember, we had an issue in the prologue. Before we go into that, let me show you the... I'm just disabling civilians and friendly NPCs. Increasing the massive volume a bit. Apply to save the mod settings. Okay, let's go to the
prologue.
I already have a save. While the game is loading, you guys might be wondering why haven't I released the mod yet. First of all, there are a lot of bugs and improvements that need to be made. But more importantly, one of the mods that these mods rely on is developed by someone else. It's not meant for accessibility purposes, it's just a mod that's meant that I'm utilizing. But that mod had a bug that if it isn't fixed, the mods basically won't work. So I fixed that bug, and I'm playing with the updated mod. I fixed that bug, and I'm just waiting for the developer to implement the fix in the mod, because I can't just release the fixed version myself because it's someone else's mod. So I'm waiting for them to fix that, and then I can just release the mod. So here, the objective is to leave the bathroom. Close door 3 meters forward. Now, you open and close doors with F, so I just press F to open the door. It's opened. I'm gonna go to the objective. Now, you're in front of an elevator. I noticed that because the pitch changed a lot, so the objective is like, open door 2 meters forward. This is the elevator door. Terminal 2 meters. If the elevator goes up, we're gonna need to track this terminal and call the elevator again. So I'm just gonna walk into the door. Oh, they closed it. Just have to use the terminal. Now you guys might notice that the pitch changes. This is also similar to... It uses the same system as my other Pathfinder mod, this one. And the bit changes depending on the location of the object. But there's a slight difference. The Pathfinder mod would... The Pathfinder mod doesn't take your camera position into account, but this mod does that. The Pathfinder mod doesn't need to do that, but this needs to do that. So the pitch changes based on your camera position. Now I've walked in the elevator. So this interactive object, for example. But now I've moved my camera.
Got held up, but I'll be right there.
Vertically. And the pitch changed. I'm gonna do that again. It changes again.
You hurry up.
So, thank you guys for listening. If you have any suggestions, feel free to write them on the comments. And I hope you enjoy the mod when I end up releasing it.